A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon de UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we are looking into the Word of God at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. I will read from verse 7 to verse 15, which will form the basis of our discussion for the next few days. I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you, when the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a holy wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle tears up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wing. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him. He made him right in the heights of the earth, that he might eat of the produce of the fields. He made him draw honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle, and milk of the flock, with fats of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the choicest wheat, and you drank wine, the blood of the grapes." Verse 15, where I will stop. "But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. Then he forsook God who made him, and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation." May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the precious name of Jesus. I am taking you on a journey through the desert. The Bible says that God found him in a desert land, in a wilderness. He found him in a wasteland, a holy wilderness. Understand, dear listener, that the desert and or wilderness is a place of dryness, a place of isolation, a place of uncertainty, and a place of serious challenges. And life is like a journey through the wilderness or through the desert. Every year is like a journey. Of course, it is indeed a journey through the desert and through the wilderness. Every year is like a desert. It is a place of dryness, a place of isolation, uncertainty, and serious challenges. So life is like that, a journey through the wilderness or the desert. And every year also is like that. It is a journey through the desert. Many die in the wilderness of life, not arriving anywhere, nor amounting to anything. They came, they lived, and they died. That is the experience of many people in this wicked and ugly world that we are in. They die in the wilderness, not arriving anywhere, nor amounting to anything. But my prayer for my dear listener is that you will get to somewhere great in life and in destiny, that you will amount to something great in the name of Jesus. My prayer is that your generation will celebrate you. Your generation will glorify God because of you in the precious name of Jesus. Unlike others, you will not die in the wilderness of life. You will arrive at your place in destiny in the name of Jesus. Many journey through life seeing nothing but dryness. They see nothing but barrenness and emptiness. They end the year empty. They end the year barren, barren of the good things of life. Every year remains for them a desert experience. That is the experience of many people. Some others, however, journey through the wilderness to destiny with results. To them, the wilderness is turned into a fruitful field. And I pray this will be your own experience. Your journey through this coming year shall be turned to a beautiful one to you. It may be a wilderness to so many, but for you, it shall be a journey into destiny with something great to show. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse number 3, the scripture says, For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all our waste places, and he will make our wilderness like Eden, and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. This is your experience. This is who you are. You are the Zion of God. The Lord will comfort you, comfort Zion with resort. He will comfort our waste places, and the Lord will make your wilderness like Eden. Whatever represents a wilderness in your life, this outgoing year, in this coming year, the Lord will make it like Eden. Every desert experience, the Lord will turn to the garden of the Lord. You will have joy and gladness by the power of the living God. There will be thanksgiving and the voice of melody in your life, in your destiny, in your family, and in your business. Your experience shall be like that of Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. The Bible says, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Everything that represents dryness or barrenness or fruitlessness, the Lord will turn it around for you in the precious name of Jesus. Again, I declare that the coming year shall be for you a year of fruitfulness, that your desert shall become a fruitful field in the precious name of Jesus. There are, however, three major hazards of the desert journey, which explain why many travelers see nothing and others die dry and empty. Pay attention to what I said. Very many people who journey through the desert and the wilderness, they see nothing, and some die in the wilderness. They die dry and they die empty. You won't die dry. You won't die empty. You will fulfill the number of your days. You won't die prematurely in the precious name of Jesus. What are the hazards in every wilderness journey? Do not forget, every year represents a kind of a wilderness or a desert. And our journey through it, through each year, is like a journey through the desert, journey through the wilderness. And we have said many people journey through this wilderness, but they don't make anything out of it. But you will succeed in your journey. What are the three main hazards in the desert journey? Number one, people get lost. And when people get lost in the wilderness or the desert, they fall prey to wild beasts. People get lost. You will not be lost in your journey through 2024 in the precious name of Jesus. The second hazard in the wilderness journey, the desert journey, is that heat kills many. The heat of life. In this outgoing year, we've seen many people who have plunged themselves into the lagoon. Many who have drowned themselves, who have committed suicide because they could no longer withstand the heat of life. Heat kills many in the desert. And number three, many die from thirst and dehydration in the desert. And so it's either people get lost, and then when they get lost, they fall prey to wild beasts. Some others who are not lost are killed by the heat of the desert. And others also, they die from thirst and from dehydration. These are the three major hazards of the desert journey. There are also three basic necessities of a desert journey. If you are going to go through the desert journey and you are going to arrive at your place and you are going to arrive with something great to show, you will not arrive empty. You will not end the year on an empty note. There are three basic necessities which we'll be looking at the next edition of this program. But now, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and tell your Father in heaven and say, Father, let my wilderness be turned to a fruitful field in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, eternal Father, that the wilderness in my life and destiny will be turned to a fruitful field in the name of Jesus. Make my wilderness like Eden. Let my desert become like the garden of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to ask for the outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord. I say, Father, let your Spirit be poured upon me and all my endeavors from on high. Where I have not seen result, let me begin to see result. Let me begin to see fruitfulness where I have never seen fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus, my Father and my God, I pray for the outpouring of your Spirit from on high upon me, that, oh God, by the outpouring of your Spirit, I begin to see result where I have not seen result. Where there has never been result, let me begin to record great results in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, give me great results to the praise of the glory of your name in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, guide me in my journey through this coming year. Let me not get lost in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be a prey to the wild beasts of life and destiny. I will be guided by you, the living God. I will not be lost. This is my prayer, O God. I will not be lost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, protect me from the heat of life. Let me not be swept away by the heat of destiny. Shield me, defend me, protect me from the heat of life and from the heat of destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Ask the Lord for his visitation. Say, Father, the remaining few days of this year, 2023, surprise me with your blessings from on high. Visit me with your favor in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that the remaining days of this year, 2023, you will visit me from on high and surprise me with your blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will turn your wilderness to the Garden of Eden, and your desert shall be like the Garden of the Lord. Where there has been no results in your life, you begin to record great results. The Lord will pour his spirit upon you, and he will make your wilderness like a fruitful field, and your fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. I pray that in the journey of this coming year, you will not get lost. You will not be a prey to the wild beasts of destiny. I pray that the Lord himself will shield you from the heat of life, from the heat of destiny, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the remaining days of this year shall be days of pleasant surprises for you. The Lord will visit you, surprise you with blessings. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. It promises to be great. You are also invited to join us later that day at 8 p.m. for our crossover service at the Light Cathedral. We are crossing over from this old year into a new year of greater glory. Be part of these great meetings on Sunday. And you may wish to join either or both of these meetings on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, a prosperous new year in advance. The Lord bless you.